All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Avier, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Coaches Show. It'll be Mike Hawes hosting, and he'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen. His guest tonight will be Saints veteran tight end coach Clancy Barone.
Well,
at 7:30, Monday Night Football, Cincinnati Bengals and the Washington Commanders, the two LSU former Heisman Trophy winners. It's a double Monday night, and you can hear the other game at 6:30 tonight on our sister station.
Yeah, doubleheader. You think having the tight end coach, I like to be in that fly on the wall in that tight end meeting room. When Zach Bond kicked that ass, Foster Moreau, and knocked him on his keister. I mean, I want Foster Moreau to do that to Zach Bond, but that's not actually what happened in the game. But, you know, it's
the good. The other thing, too, is what's happening to Juwan Johnson? He made that one, the touchdown catch. But, Bobby, he's not been
targets,
a big impact guy.
Okay. He's a pass receiving tight end.
Yes, he is.
Has zero targets. Juwan Johnson, out of sight, out of mind. Come on, we got to utilize the tight end more. I'm not saying he's Goddard or anything, Juwan, but I mean, Mike, Goddard had 10 catches, 170 yards. I would have taken four or five catches for half of that.
I would take three to four at this stage.
Right, right.
He's here with us each and every Monday night, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Disappointing, yeah. How it ended yesterday in a game that the Eagles just made a few more plays, but basically they won the battle up front. Offensive, defensive line, the Saints had dominated there in the first two games. That wasn't the case yesterday.
No, and they almost doubled the amount of total yardage they had in receivers. It was incredible.
And you know, Dave, do you feel as dominant as the Eagles were in the trenches as you are with the crews on the coast?
Yeah.
and how that has grown. Just dominating the local scene.
So when does 5th. It – kind of start and when does it finish?
It starts on that October the 5th. That's Sunday in October, and it goes all the way through the second Sunday in October. So it's a week-long event, but the big weekend is that, I think it's the 10th, 11th, and 12th. This is what it's been.
Now, everybody's got an individual day, or I say each town has an individual day, correct?
The bigger cities have live entertainment free out in the street every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, and Biloxi.
Y'all day.
Oh, and our big day at the Silver Slipper is going to be that Thursday. I believe that's the 10th, and we give away that Harley at 9 p.m. at night. And it goes in conjunction with our Rumble on the Gulf, Classic Car, Bike, and Jeep Night. But the whole coast is going to be packed as long as the weather's beautiful. And I think only one time did they have a hurricane in 25 years.
Whoa, so that's a good
sign. It's always either late September, early October. But the way it is today, that don't really mean anything.
No, well, the way we are today, aren't we in fall? It don't sure in hell feel like fall outside. I'm like, the second day of fall, I'm like, what? The leaves are changing. What? I mean, I'm still sweating. Going put out the garbage.
Dave, tell everybody what you got happening here at the Silver Slipper.
And we'll get the last of our Ford Ranger giveaways is going to be this Saturday night at 9 p.m. So make sure you're up here for that. Also, as I said, we have the Rumble on the Gulf with live entertainment, live bands every Thursday evening. And, of course, now we have the Monday Night Football squares. And we're only doing the squares for those games that have the 7:15 Central Time kickoff. But get the square on the board, and we have a free Pick the Pros game each week on the kiosk.
So did somebody swipe again and hit everyone?
No, like man. Had
week?
No,
man.
Everybody, it was 14 games, and we had about 20 people get 13 out of 14. But
that's still pretty doggone good.
No, man, I'll tell you. You know, see, when we have a perfect pick like that, it's almost always been a lady.
So. That is true. I do remember the times they've had it, and it has been all women.
We had one lady,
female.
One lady one time got 16 out of 16, which is really rare.
Well, wow. And Dave, how about promoting the LSU Fighting Tigers? When do you have, I don't know, Mike, if this ever happened, two Heisman Trophy winners from the same school playing?
It's never happened before.
Yeah.
It's never happened where two from the same school.
Yeah, Jane Daniels went off against with the Commanders going against at the Bengals going against Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Historic.
Yep.
And think about it for Joe and the Bengals, man.
They gotta win.
Because man, you've lost some heartbreaking games.
And they've gotten off to slow starts in the past, but you can't go. I think 0-3, since the merger, Mike, if you're 0-3, you don't make the playoffs, bottom line.
But
it's not 100%, but it's not good.
But in the NFL now in 17 games, I do think that part of it is almost kind of skewed a little bit. It's difficult if you're 0-3. But we've seen teams that have gotten off to a bit of a slow start and sort of come around. We'll talk about that.
I knew the Ravens weren't going to go out 0-3 because they played the Cowgirls. You know what? It wasn't. Boy, it would have been a perfect day, Bob. The Saints could get a win and the Cowgirls lose. So
you got half of that.
I got half of that. I mean, the Dallas, they're so disappointing. I mean, they talk about overrated. And you know what? If you look at Dallas, you say, like Big D, Big D. You know what Big D stands for? Dysfunctional. Any negative D word you could think of, depressing, dysfunctional, nothing to do like, Big D Dallas. No, they have gone from wanting to be in the penthouse. They're not even in the outhouse. They're having to clean the outhouse. That's their job right now.
Okay, to hear Jerry after the game say that we couldn't afford Derrick Henry. It's not like Derrick Henry was asking for $20 million a year.
Well,
that's Jerry kind
of
telling you
BS.
He didn't want him.
No,
he wanted him at a bargain basement price.
Yeah, but what are you talking about? Dallas is the richest professional franchise in the world. Look at the value. Not no Premier League team. You look at all the outstanding professional teams. No, it's the damn Cowgirls. So when he made that statement, that's an old man statement.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but you said it. I should have figured.
I was like, he's too expensive.
Oh, man.
No, you can't be greedy. Do you want to win? You ask fans, they don't even know who the Dallas running back is. Oh, that old guy, Emmitt Smith, that's who they got?
Well, they got the old guy, all right, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, not Emmitt Smith. I mean Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. I got Emmitt Smith on the brain.
Old man.
But, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, he's not an old man, but NFL-wise, he's an old man. But
no, he could be serviceable part of the running back room and the group, but he can't be your bell cow.
But, man, you think about 30-year-old Derrick Henry with all the hits he's taken now. Now, he gives you some out now. Bob, he looks unbelievable in that shape for a 30-year-old running back. And you saw him out running defensive backs and linebackers of the Cowboys. There's nobody I can compare Derrick Henry to in the last 10 or 12 years. He's in a sort of a class by himself in how he trains and his work ethic and what he puts in his body.
If you look at his physical stature and how he trains in off season, and we all seen he has probably a highlight reel of just giving the stiff arm. Like a 4 or 5 guy and just treating these grown men in the NFL like little boys sometimes. Okay, I'm going to jack you with this stiff arm. And get out of the way. No, so for Jerry Jones to say I couldn't pay Derrick Henry,
you know,
come on, who are you trying to BS? Come on.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about Derrick Henry, he was the Class A 100, 200-meter dash champion in Florida. Now, he was 200. I remember talking to him about it. He told me he was about 215 when he did.
Man.
Think of that. If you'd have that's a smaller, I get it, classification. But you the fastest man in the Class A in the state of Florida. They got a lot of people in Florida.
He's the new, because you're always going to have a version of this in the NFL. He's the new beast mode. And yeah, like Marshawn Lynch. All the running backs. When you say Derrick Henry's like the new beast mode, how he run over. You can look all through the history of football. I would say Derrick Henry is that type of back right now.
And
you
know, okay, what Marshawn was, maybe 5'11 and a half?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3", right, exactly.
So you're talking about a man out on that field, and he can run or run over you, one of the two. Dave, tell us about number one buffet on the Mississippi
Gulf
Coast.
Number one buffet steakhouse. And number one steakhouse on the coast as well.
People ask me about when the steakhouse is open.
Well, like, so yeah, what nights, Dave?
It's closed on Monday and Tuesday, so it's open Wednesday through Sunday. And we have a brunch on Sundays.
And
afternoon brunch.
It's best they'll call in and get a reservation.
Absolutely,
correct?
Best to call, especially on those holidays.
Well, Dave, in the steakhouse, do y'all have that chock full gumbo that? You remember you had the oyster bar?
About that oyster.
Oyster bar.
They have lobster in there. So you eat gumbo, man, I'll tell them to put lobster.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen a gumbo
to reopen that.
They had chunks of lobster, and I said, that's not no Cajun gumbo.
No, I ain't eating nothing like that on the bayou. Put it to you that way.
Beast mode gumbo.
You know, it wasn't no just rice. It was like beast mode gumbo. That's a good promo there. Beast mode gumbo.
So if you reopen it, you can put that out there.
You have to put that in Bobby's restaurant, beast mode gumbo.
Yeah, but then probably don't want to all pay for the ingredients.
Dave, thanks so much for
coming down to the Silver
Slipper. Appreciate it. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. We'll be the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hawes, Saints Head Coach Dennis Allen, and Tight Ends Coach Clancy Barone. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and we'll go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing
all right,
good.
All right, Big John.
Listen, you're talking right now to an angry Houdet, and I'm angry about a lot of things, but, I'm not as angry about the refusal of Dennis Allen to kick a field goal when we didn't have Taysom Hill. And I'm not as angry about the defense having a bonehead moment, not once but twice, with Saquon Barkley. And Dallas Goedert being able to run free. And I'm not angry about Derek Carr's bad throw at the end that much, and I'm not even that angry about Trevor Penning being an absolute meathead and nearly costing us a score. But I am really angry that there was much too much, far too much, Kelly Green in the stands yesterday at the Caesars Superdome. I think there must have been about 10,000 Eagles fans in the dome yesterday. I have to believe that there are more than enough Hoodats who would have paid the full freight on those tickets. And look, I'm all about capitalism, all right? You got a ticket, you have the right to sell it. But it seems like a good number of ticket holders since the Super Bowl year and in the 15 years since then are nothing more than a bunch of shallow, superficial football dilettantes, okay? Either that or they're a bunch of travel package people that are just, you know, selling off the tickets. And we talk about the dome field advantage. We get off to a 2-0 start. Everybody's on the ball, on the wagon. And then we got more than 10,000 people selling off their tickets. Folks, Hoodat Nation, Bobby, you're the president of Hoodat Nation. You're the founder of the Hoodat Nation. All right. These people need to be called out. And they need to start, you know, hey, are you in the community? You want to sell to the community? Or sell to Hoodat Nation, that's fine. But you want to, you know, sell off tickets just because you want to make, you know, money on something else on the outside. Well, then go find something else to do that on. I mean, this team and this dome for far too long has been our house. And we're giving it away, and I can't stand that.
Well, Big John, do you think this occurred whenever you're planning your schedule? Now, I'm saying this is August. So, and that wasn't that long ago, or it could be whenever you get your season tickets, late spring and all that, and that you look at, you're not necessarily optimistic about what the Saints are going to do this season. You might pick and choose. In other words, you have season tickets, and, oh, I want to go to the Denver game when Sean Payton comes to town, and not necessarily be in that number for every home game. So I think what probably occurred was before the season started, you probably had these Eagles fans, we playing in New Orleans?
It's road trip.
I want to take that trip. And then they maybe jumped on it that way. But I might be wrong, but I don't think it was just last minute that these Eagles fans got on the bandwagon to come to New Orleans. I think this was planned, and so they had those tickets. And I don't think maybe they'd have had that many in-house if it was like you only could do it like game week, considering the Saints had an unbelievable great start in going 2-0. Does that make sense?
No, I think you're exactly right. Long set up.
So that's what I think happened, Big John. In other words, if the Saints had just come off a playoff season, let's say like Tampa Bay, we won the NFC South, whether it be 2 or 3 years in a row, and you're having high expectations coming into this season. But realistically, the odds were that Dennis Allen was going to be the first coach that was going to get fired. So there wasn't necessarily an unbelievable amount of optimism going into the season, considering we don't know about the O-line and all that. No one thought we'd come out the gate smoking like we did, crushing Carolina and crushing the Cowgirls. And so I think all of a sudden the tickets are already sold, and then the Eagles' hands. Yeah, I think that's what happened. I don't think it was like, okay, last minute, let's go to New Orleans from Philly because our team is doing awesome. No, Philly travels. Philly, their fan base travels like Green Bay fans, the Cheeseheads, like Steelers fans, like Cowgirl fans. And the team that traveled last year,
Detroit,
the Lions.
Man.
Because, Big John, that happened last year when you think about it, and obviously the Lions took it to the Saints. And that's when we were even booing the home team. But when you look at that was actually the last time that I truly saw a significant influence when you had an opponent in-house. And I think Lions fans are so desperate. They just want to support their team because they're so hungry for a winner. But I just don't think it was last minute that Saints fans gave up those tickets to Eagles fans. I think this was probably planned over the summer.
I will concede that point, but only to a certain point. Okay, the amount of people there. Okay, yes, fans travel, and we know that Steelers fans and Chiefs fans, Eagles and Packers fans, they're gonna travel. And I don't begrudge the fact that you have a small contingent of visiting fans there, but the amount of fans there, that's what really has.
It was scattered all over the top where we were sitting.
There was green, upper level, midsection, lower level. It wasn't just like, you go look at a college game, like the UCLA fans that came to Tiger Stadium.
But they were all in one spot.
In one corner right here. No, it was 360 all around the stadium. I don't know how you stop that, Big John. You could challenge a fan and say you can't be that desperate for money. But if you're a capitalist, and it might come to where if I can make a few bucks now and then. So it's really hard to judge and how you're going to, challenge fans. But the one thing, all I know is if the Saints are winning and they're continuously winning, that people don't want to give up their tickets. They want to be in that number. Okay. And if the family members don't do it, it might be a cousin or like a friend, and they want to go to the games.
Okay, when you were playing for the Saints, when they went to Fulton County Stadium, it sounded sometimes like it was a home game for the Saints.
I never forget this. 1987, after we broke the strike, we played in Fulton County Stadium before the Georgia Dome. Not Mercedes-Benz Stadium, in the Fulton County Stadium where the Braves played. It was only 55,000 people. There was 35,000 Saints fans. And we whipped them 38-0. Now, hopefully that'd be the case going back to Atlanta. Whipped them 38-0. They were second line up and down the aisles going all over. So I'm telling you, it was a sellout. And I'm telling you, 35,000 out of 55,000 were Saints fans. So that's not nothing new under the sun.
No,
this is 1987.
And think about it. This is the first year that the Falcons, under Arthur Blank, that they have sold out that stadium. But watch how many Saints fans travel to the ATL.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to be there. There's a lot of people that have been displaced or job opportunities moved to Atlanta, but they have a lot of New Orleans roots. And they're going to be in that number and representing. So, The only thing is, you got to do. You got to win the game to shut up the crowd, the visiting crowd. That's the best formula right there.
Thanks so much for the call, Big John. Really appreciate it. When we come back here on Second Guess, we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo, on our Thibodaux Regional Health System sponsored Colonels Head Coaching Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Now it's time for our Thibodaux Regional Health System, Innovation for a Healthy Future, Tim Rebo Show. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Big W Saturday, 66-0 over Mississippi Valley. First of all, I'll ask you from a health standpoint, how did you come out of that game?
Well, Mike, thanks for having me today. I thought we came out okay. I think we played a lot of guys, so some of our starters didn't play in the second half, so got to really rest for half a game, and hopefully we can be healing up and get some of our other guys back soon.
Now, Coach Rebo, it matters when you win or lose, and obviously to come away with a win. And then when you're selling the team you're playing, and then you're getting ready to start conference play, is that almost like, we've weathered the storm, and we're building character on this team, and now it's going forward, coming, I believe, Southern this weekend. And, look at that. There's a lot of history there, Southern and Nicholls. You know, when you look at probably the largest crowds ever.
Grambling on Southern.
That if you've had it at John L. Guidry Stadium. So what is your take? And are y'all even playing in Thibodaux? Mike, where is that game? Or is it in Baton Rouge, Coach?
Actually, Bobby, it's we have an open date this week. We don't play this Saturday. We don't play them until the 5th, and it'll be in Baton Rouge. So we got to travel again to Baton Rouge for another. But that has been a good rivalry over the years, and some good crowds, and I've been a part of a couple of them over there and over here in Thibodaux, and we'll be looking forward to that one next week. But you know, the main goal this week was to just be 1-0. You know, we had a rough start with the first three games, so it was just all about Mississippi Valley and all about the Colonels. We were just worried about us. That was what we were trying to sell. Let's come out with a fast start, put some points on the board, and then let's see where we are at the end of the game. So I thought it was a good week for our guys, a good preparation, you know, and our guys came out and executed.
Coach, one of the things you've always stressed is the running game, and we talk about it weekly about you've that's a big part of your attack offensively, to rush the football. The health of Jalen Spears, because, you know, he goes down against Louisiana Tech. He's missed, the last few games that you've played. Would you expect that when you travel to Baton Rouge, Spears will be in the lineup?
Yeah, that's the plan right now, Mike. That's kind of been the goal all along, is let's try to heal him up, getting to this open date, and see if we can get him prepared for next week. The good part of that is we've got a deep backfield. We can go into it. Guggenheim had a good game. We had two other running backs rush over 100 yards. So I feel good about our running back situation, but it's not like having a player of the year in that lineup.
Now, Coach Rebo, when you look within the conference, and I'm sure you keep up with all the teams, obviously Incarnate Word out of San Antonio, look where they're ranked and the expectations there. But the one team I'm looking at, like Lamar, and you look all the players they have in Texas and the proximity to Houston, you look at Beaumont, all in that area, that could be a team that could be challenging in the Southland going forward. Could be the Lamar Cardinals. Well, what is up? Because they seem like they could be one of those sleepers this year within the conference.
Coach, Bobby and I have talked about this, and you and I have talked about it. Man, where they're at, and they've had some really good teams, but they've kind of rode the roller coaster a little bit with good teams and then kind of slack off and then good teams slack off. But, man, with the talent that's all around you, that sort of, to me, has always been the sleeping giant, that school, because of the proximity of, you have so many high school players in that area you could pull from, and not only from the Texas area, also in Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah. I always thought that was a great spot to recruit. And you know the other thing that they have, they really have good facilities. And they're building up that area so much. It's nice. I really think they got the right coach in place over there right now. Pete Rossimondo is a guy who's done a fantastic job last year. I think he's got them trending in the right direction. They're learning how to win. So I kind of agree with you guys. I kind of picked him as one of my dark horses this year for the conference. You know, when you start to look around, you got to play them all. We always talk about that. But I like what he's doing over in Beaumont.
Now, Coach, you look at McNeese, Southeastern. Obviously, that's teams that we're familiar with. You know, Riverbell Classic against Southeastern. But they had a big win. You look against Eastern Washington, but not so much against South Dakota. Was it South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, or was it the Coyotes? I know there's, and they both ranked high.
You don't want to play anything when they got that Dakota on the second quarter.
Yeah.
Actually, they played the South Dakota State. They played the Jackrabbits, which is the number one team in the country. So I know he had his hands full. I know it didn't come out like he wanted. I think Frank was probably hoping for a little better showing. I haven't spoke to him yet. But look, we've been on the end of those Dakotas too, and that's one you biting off a lot that you can chew with those.
Coach, in this off week, do you spend a little bit more time on recruiting maybe in the off week than you would on a normal week? And I know you got limited amount of time. You're trying to get ready for your next opponent. But when you have that off week, maybe to take a look at maybe a couple guys that quite possibly you didn't have ranked as high and has really played well as a senior that you want to take another look at, and this either send your coaches out or you take another look at.
Yeah, I think we do that, Mike. We had a good crowd for our home opener of recruits. Some of our guys who had committed to us and some new guys that we got to look at and evaluate. And we'll do that towards the end of the week. You know, it's kind of lost a little bit is going out on the road on Fridays because, you know, you're traveling so much, and sometimes even when you have a home game, you want to stay around your guys. So this Friday will be good for our coaches. We'll get around to the local schools and try to make a bunch of games on Friday night.
You know, Coach Reeve, I was looking at your schedule. You never put the cart before the horse because you got the Southern Jaguars. But that's going to be a meaningful, almost like a playoff-type atmosphere if you want to move on going forward. That Nichols is playing Incarnate Word, I want to say October 12th, and LSU's playing Ole Miss. So it doesn't get any better than impactful games, considering when you look at the Southeastern Conference or the Southland Conference, where the competition, Incarnate Word and Ole Miss against the local teams.
Yeah, you know, we got a bigger next week with Southern. I do like what Terrence Graves is doing over there. He's got him in the right track. Hopefully, we can get him a little winning streak, take care of a little business like we talked about, get healed up. And get a victory out of Baton Rouge, and then it's off to conference. And, you know, it's every week after that. There's no more off weeks. You have to be ready to go. And, well, we got the perennial favorites picked right there on the road. So we're going to have our guns loaded and be ready to go to San Antonio.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Save that voice, man. I know sometimes you lose it a little bit, but save a little bit of that voice.
Hey, so Coach Reeve, are you yelling at the referees or your players?
I tell you what, it wasn't the players this week. It definitely wasn't the players. Those guys put some points on the board.
All right.
Thank you, Coach. Really appreciate it each and every week.
All right.
All righty. Nichols head football coach Tim Rebro was brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. We'll be back to close it up here on our number two right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, finishing up our number two. Bob, to show how serious this has become with 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. I mean, something was up, but Adam Schefter is reporting this, that McCaffrey is seeing, especially in Germany, regarding his Achilles tendonitis. So it is not recovering like McCaffrey or some of the team doctors thought. He's out and made a visit to Germany to talk to doctors there about his tendonitis in the Achilles part of it. This reminds me a little bit of Peyton Manning did this one off season with his shoulder. If you remember, he went to Europe to seek treatment there about the shoulder.
So what did he inject? Inject something?
That particular part of exactly what he did, I don't know. But, man, it goes to show how serious this is with McCaffrey, is that he's seeing a specialist in Germany about it.
Is that part of, like, stem cell research? You know,
they kind of ahead of the United States in some of that. Particular part. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.